Points Career Week. I'm Dr. Rachel Williams, supermodel, and I'm here to talk to you about making your dreams a reality. When I was a student at Flat Point, I was confused until a model agent told me what my dreams were. And so can you. Just ask yourself, what do you want to do?
I want to be a fireman.
I want to be an arsonist.
I want to be a gangster with a crew, knee-deep in bitches.
I'd like to root her cellar.
Now, are there any questions I have the ability to answer? Thank you.
I'd like to thank Dr. Williams for helping you get your aspirations straight. Now let's welcome our other last speaker from the Eterna Spring Artificial Flower Corporation, Dr. Iris Puffy Bush.
Dreams are a great thing, but you know something? They take a lot of energy. But that's okay. There's a job waiting for you down the block from your house that doesn't require a thought in your head or a hope in your heart. So come on down and work for the Artificial Flower Factory. Why fight it? Okay? Thank you.
Now you're all required to fill out this form stating your dream career choice and present that choice at Friday's assembly. Remember, what you choose will be on your permanent record and be your job for the rest of your life. No, dismiss. Get out!
32 years ago, I dropped out of high school and ran away from home. But now I'm back in school, and I'm learning that the faces may have changed, but the hassles are just the same.
Mr. Allen, what should I be? Where should I work?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Go away.
Mr. Allen!
People, please! For those of you who still need a little direction, I am offering an optional career aptitude test after school. I stress optional. It takes a long time to take the test, and if you really want to stay inside on such a beautiful day, come on by. Your life.
Mr. Allen!
Mr. Noblet?
Jerry?
I like your new fake mustache. Looks real.
It is real, Jerry.
Right.
What do you want?
I'm confused.
Uh-huh.
Dreams. Well, what are mine?
I don't know, Jerry. It's your future. What do you want to do in the future?
Go to my locker.
I mean way down the line, Jerry. I want you to think far into the future. What are you going to do?
Open it.
Good luck at the Artificial Flower Factory.
Dreams.
Okay, make sure you drop off your project. I'm going to fire them this afternoon.
Good work, everyone.
Ashtray. Oh, look, an ashtray. An ashtray here.
Jonak?
Oh, hey, Jerry.
Hey, how about that career rally today, huh?
My God. Did you hear that supermodel? She was a great speaker.
I bet she'd yank it off.
Yeah, but did you hear what she said about living your dreams? Did you hear, Jerry?
Well, are you living your dreams, Mr. Jonak?
Oh, I'm an artist.
Well, aren't you a teacher?
Yes, Jerry, but I get the best of both worlds. I get to teach you youngsters how to create, and then I get to spend my summers thinking about wanting to paint.
Wow. Must be nice to hope for the thing you wish to want.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Sure beats doing it.
Why don't you run along now, Jerry?
See ya.
It's time to start doing.
Thank you.
soul going.
Okay.
Monkey clean, monkey do. Hey, guess what?
What?
I know what I want to do with my life. I found my dream.
That's great. What is it, Jerry?
Well, I'm floating down a hallway, and I'm naked. And it's me, but it's not really me because I'm watching me walk naked. And then suddenly, I'm falling off a cliff, and before I hit the bottom, I wake up.
Who would pay you to do a job like that?
I don't know. I've turned some pretty freaky tricks. What's your dream, Orlando?
Well, my parents insist that my dream is to be an oncologist.
Oncologist? That's funny. Honk, honk, like a clown horn.
No, an oncologist is a doctor who treats cancer.
Cancer? That's hilarious. Hey, I ought to be a stand-up. I'm sad. What am I going to do with my life?
Yes, that's absolutely delightful.
Principal Black.
Ooh, it tingles.
Professor Williams, it's actually fitting that you're here. The words that you spoke today helped me rediscover my dreams. And as a result, Principal Blackman, I'd like to regretfully tender my resignation.
So long.
I know it's usually customary to give a 2 weeks notice, but I...
No need to worry about that.
Oh. I did pay for the kiln with my own money, and I assume that the school would like to reimburse me.
Take it with, okay?
Maybe I should stay around until you hire a new art teacher.
Nonsense. I'll have the drivers and instructor teach your class. How hard can it be? Even monkeys can finger paint.
What's a kiln?
Who cares?
Hey, Jerry! Jerry, get over here.
What are you doing?
Just loading up the kiln. Thermoflare 5000.
Hey, I want to thank you for asking me about my dreams. It was a long overdue kick in the balls. You know what I realized? That my whole teaching career is a farce, wrapped in a masquerade, smothered in a facade frosting. I was a complete zero, Jerry.
And now?
Well, now you can multiply that zero by 100.
Wow, that must be a lot.
I'm off to follow my dreams, Jerry.
Me too!
Close my eyes, only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes, a curiosity, a dust in the wind.
Mr. Noblet?
Jerry, what can I do for you?
I'm here for the career test.
Super duper.
Yeah?
Okay, you just fill out this multiple choice. Hold on. I should probably find out if you can answer honestly first.
What?
Sit down. Sit down. Okay. I'm going to attach these electrodes to your face. And ask you a simple series of questions.
Questions?
Just so we can figure out if this machine actually works. Okay. What's your favorite color?
Lemon.
Okay, you're lying.
Rust.
All right. What is your favorite food?
Crepe Suzette.
Jerry.
Meatballs.
Damn it, Jerry. You don't have to impress me. Just answer the questions honestly. We're trying to figure out what you're good at, okay?
Right.
Now, if you could be any animal in the world, what would it be?
Kitten.
Jerry.
Snake.
Well, we know you're good at lying. Okay, why don't you fill out this multiple choice somewhere away from me, and I will read this textbook.
Noblet?
Jerry.
Finished.
Okay. Let's add up your score. 246. Let's see what that correlates to in the back, and we will know what career you are best suited for.
Right.
Excited?
Yeah.
Let's see. Doctor, lawyer,
Junkie whore.
Junkie whore. Wait, I've done that. I wanted to follow my dreams like Mr. Jellyneck.
What are you talking about?
Oh, didn't you hear? He just quit school so he could follow his dreams.
Why didn't you tell me, you stupid junkie whore?
Patience of a flood? Jesus, Marion. Chuck.
Joffrey? Well, how's the dream going?
I was planning to call you, Chuck.
Why are you pushing me away?
I'm not pushing you away. I'm pulling me towards myself. I'm following my dreams, Chuck.
Dreams? Dreams, Joffrey? You don't see me prancing out to be a rock star.
Do you? You want to be a rock star?
No! Think I have a chance?
No.
Good! Because I like being a teacher. I love it!
And I love being an artist. And all I need is what's in here and what's here. Can I get a couple hundred bucks?
What'd you sell one of your paintings?
What'd you sell that fake mustache?
It's real! That's all my dreams!
As I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse behind this illusion, I was...
All right, everybody, on you go. On the career wagon. Let's move it. Move it. We're burning daylight here, people. Everybody on, watch the fingers and toes. This whole thing's got to be over in Carlotte in an hour, so I want you on there living your dreams and then getting the hell out. Understand? Move. Move, move.
Step up! I am the career wizard. See your dreams in action in our career simulator. Through our robots of the future, you'll experience firsthand what it's actually like to be a banker.
I'm a banker. Give me your money. Give me your money.
That's it, Orlando. That's what I want to be. A robot.
So lifelike. So real. Come on, go. Who here has been to the doctor? But who here has been a doctor?
I'm going to replace your organs with a baboon's. Give me your money. Give me your money.
Don't bang on the glass.
An enrages the robot.
Move on.
Mr. J! Mr. Jelly! Mr. Jelly!
Mr. Singh! Come on in. What can I do you for?
Where's the rent?
Oh, I'm an artist now, so...
I want the rent, now!
Okay, easy there, look. Here, why don't, this ought to hold you for a month or so. Self-portrait.
Crumple, crumple, crumple. You take that.
See you later.
May the perpetual light shine down upon us and God's grace be held by all. Give me your money. Give me your money.
Keep up, almost there. All right, kids. You'll like this next exhibit. Understand? You will like it.
Nothing like the scent of fresh plastic flowers. I love my job. I love my job.
So thank you for stopping by the Career Simulator Wagon, funded by Eterna Spring Artificial Flowers. You'll be dead before they are.
I love my job.
I love my job. I have no dream. I love my job. I have no dream. I love my job. I have no dream. I love my job. I have no dream.
Live your dreams.
Want to be a painter?
Oh, God, yes.
First, set up your canvas and paint.
Way ahead of you.
Got a bowl of fruit?
Sort of.
Look at it. Absorb the rich tropical colors of the guava.
Guava? Can't afford tropical fruit.
Luxuriate in the roughly rumpled texture of the avocado.
Avocado's not a fruit.
I know what you're saying. Avocado is not a fruit. You think it's a vegetable. Well, Mr. Produce Man, technically it's a nut, and I think they're delicious. Now that we are all inspired, let's get some painting done. Remember, never believe that you are a failure. You are a failure. You are a failure. You are a failure. You are a fruit. Fruit.
Hello? Hello? Pranksters.
Jesus, what's the deal? I was out there forever.
I'm sorry, Jerry. My phone's broken.
How's your dream coming along, Mr. Jellyneck?
Great, Jerry. Hey, I bet the kids at school really miss me.
Nope. Can I talk to you for a second?
Nope.
Thanks. Hey, why don't you paint me while I talk?
I don't know.
Should I remove my clothes?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Why don't I remove my pants and panties?
Look, Jerry, what do you want?
Well, I'm having a lot of trouble cornering my dreams. All I know is that when you quit school that day, the things you said really inspired me.
Hey, Jerry, do you remember what I said, please?
Of course. You said something, something, something.
That loses a little oomph the second time around.
Mr. Skelly! Mr. Skelly! Mr.
Skelly! Hey! I got a good idea. Why are you and I lying on the floor pretending we're not here?
I want you out! I bring the police!
Hey! I got another great idea. Maybe later tonight I can move out under the cover of darkness. Want to help?
If I can remove my pants and panties.
Get out! Get out! Get out!
Down there in the grass there, Jerry. Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you need some help rigging up your canvas?
I think so, Jerry. I'm gonna paint today. I'm gonna put that dream on temporary hold and chase some new dreams, like not freezing to death.
Mm-hmm. You're a real inspiration, Mr. Jellyneck.
How's that possible?
Well, you're willing to ruin your whole life just to follow some dream. What is my dream?
I don't know, Jerry. But I guarantee it doesn't matter what it is.
Doesn't matter what it is? Doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is.
Say, Jerry, do you got a book of matches or some kerosene?
Mr. J, you'll have to forage for breakfast without me. I've got a presentation to make.
To work at the Artificial Flower Factory.
Number one Farmer Flower Factory. And now our final dreamer today, Jerry Blank.
To settle for a job at the artificial flower plant. Like a hooker settling for the first skin to call her pretty. Well, I will never work for the man. Because what I learned from my hero, Mr. Jellyneck, is that it doesn't matter what you dream. It's that you dream. And that's my dream. To dream. Well, there he is now. Mr. Jellyneck. Well, he can tell you himself what I think he thought he meant.
I want my job back, please.
So what about the dreams?
Dreams are for fools. I'm hungry and tired and out of a warm place to crab. Can I have my job back, please?
Someone have that man washed and shaved and stood in front of a room full of students.
Keep your hands off my kill!
So, go on, Blank. Why don't you tell all of us rudes what you learned from Mr. Jellyneck?
Rudes? Did I say rudes?
I believe that was the word.
I meant it in a nice way. Well, guess what I learned is, if you're going to reach for a star, reach for the lowest one you can. I'm going to work at the artificial flower plant.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are gone. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more, no!
You're watching Comedy Central. Get ready for 30 minutes of sketch comedy chaos on the Upright Citizens Brigade next. Carry on my wayward son.